Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror. He is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbors Project. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. And as always, happy to be with you.
Thank you. So first of all, before we even get into what happened, who is or was Mohamed Sinwar?
So hopefully he was. We don't have yet final confirmation. Mm-hmm. I think it will take a couple of days until the IDF release it. They have to make a lot of exams. And until Hamas will declare about that.
Right.
But Mohamed Sinwar, the brother of Yahya Sinwar, in the last month since the elimination of Yahya Sinwar, he was the strongest man in Gaza. Before Yahya Sinwar passed away, he was the commander of Azadin al-Qassam. He replaced Mohamed Deif. And his a lot of years of terror activities experience. He was the head of the division of Han Yunis, which is one of the two strongest divisions of the terrorists of Azadin al-Qassam, the Hamas terrorist. He was responsible for the kidnapping of Gilad Shalit, or the responsibility about holding him in custody. And it gave him a lot of power in the negotiation of the release of Hamas terrorists that were in Israeli jails, including his brother Yahya Sinwar. So he was a well-known terrorist. A lot of blood was on his hands. By the way, not just Jewish people blood. He was also murdered a lot of Palestinians in Gaza that they accuse in collaboration with the IDF, including a commander of a battalion of the city of Gaza in 2016. So this is who he was. And in the last month, he was the strongest person, and he was a big obstacle for any negotiation about release the Israeli hostages.
So it really seems to be quite the family business, because Yahya Sinwar's older brother was also involved. You just wonder what they discussed at Shabbat dinner. But to have three sons that are so evil and who have brought so much pain and suffering to the world is just unbelievable to think about.
Yeah, you're correct. It's not just evil, it's radicals. And they are known also in Gaza as a very cruel people. People that even if you are a resident of Gaza, you don't want to mess up with. So, yes, the names goes around ahead of them. And I do believe that Israel did, like we are doing in the last year and a half, by elimination of Mohamed Sinwar and others like him, we are trying to make this area a little bit safer.
Right. So what was the operation yesterday? What happened?
So operation from that kind, it's not like a one shot. It's a process that taking months of putting all the pieces of information, of intelligence that are reaching to you in many, many ways. Some of it can reach by signal, some of it reach by people. It's called human. So there is a couple of ways to reach the intelligence, and there is people from the Shabak, the security forces of Israel, and the IDF that are making this puzzle, collecting each and every piece of this information in order to reach to the exact moment that you can hit. I will just mention, because it wasn't talked much, but the place that he was eliminated, it's not the house, is in a tunnel under a hospital. And I want to remind you, your audience, and the world, that using civilian facilities, especially hospitals, is a war crime. Then, of course, I can't wait, because I already saw, I don't remember in which channel, I think in the BBC, that they already wrote about Israel targeting hospitals, yes, without mentioning the basic information about Israel eliminated the head of a terrorist, which was taking a hospital as like hostages, because he cannot use it, but nobody, of course, will say anything. So it is important to mention. So it's a state of art, and then everything is going to the exact moment that you get the final approval that is there. There is a very quick process of authorization, because it is not under the responsibility of a lieutenant colonel or colonel to take this responsibility. Elimination from this size goes for all the ranks, from the commander of the Air Force to the commander of the IDF, the general staff, the Ministry of Security, and the Prime Minister itself. So there is like a very quick channel that they all approve based on the intelligence, and then the airplanes making the strike.
How deep was his office or bunker or whatever it was?
So again, according to those details, I don't know if it will be published. From what the IDF spokesman spoke and said, the amount of ammunition that the IDF used in order to hit them was very big. It was like almost the same that we were using to eliminate Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah. It means that probably it was very deep. From basic knowledge, you can realize that if it was like a center of command and operation room, it wasn't like a small tunnel, like, for example, unfortunately, our hostages is keeping it. It was very, very big complex deck that can reach to 30, 40, even 50 meters under the ground. We found those kind of tunnels in Gaza. So probably the ammunition should have reached a long, long way under the ground in order to hit and to destroy all the infrastructure in the area that will make the consequences that hopefully he was there. If he was there, he won't be able to survive.
Do we know who else is next in line in Gaza? Do we have any idea? Because from what I'm seeing, the main leadership, the main military wing leadership, seems to have been eliminated if this was successful.
Yes, however, there is still two division commanders that are still alive from the beginning of the war. So I think and hope that there will be the next in line. And in addition, there are plenty of middle rank commanders of battalions, etc. There is some from their political wing. So there is plenty of terrorists in Gaza,
right,
that causing damage, continue to cause damage. And I do hope and do know that the IDF is putting a lot of research in order to try to catch them.
But in terms of everything I've understood, he was a very, to use the word stubborn is a bit weak, but he was very obstinate, stubborn. He wasn't very interested in negotiating towards some form of the release of the hostages and peace. He seemed to be a stumbling block in that regard. Is that correct?
Yes, as much as we understand, he and his brother Sinwar were like the obstacles for the deals. It's important to realize that their leadership, the political leadership, has its own thoughts. They know that they already lost. Although they will declare we won, they know that they are already lost, and they are trying to achieve at least their survival. Military people, well, they are more aggressive and they do not want to surround us. So this is why it's so important that he will be eliminated, because the next commander is is less powerful and has less, I would call it a good name or a respectable name in those areas. When I'm speaking about respectable names, of course, it's not from our
not
point of view,
yes,
but if
yes,
you want to...
Yes.
If you want to be a leader there, you have to be respectable. The people that after him online are less of that. So I do believe and I do hope that it's, first of all, it's a good consequences if he was eliminated without any connection
Absolutely.
To the hostages and to the issue in Gaza. In regarding to the hostages, I do believe that it might bring a progress, another progress, in order that we will be able to release them all.